Hello, fellow empire builders out there in podcast land. This is Kimberly Bonner, your host of Business Scale Insights. And today we resume our book review of the book Predictable Success. If you have not purchased the book, I encourage you to do so. Also, check out the interview that I did of Les McCune last Friday. I was amazed. It was phenomenal. Chock full of good stuff. We're back in the saddle again, and we are examining one of the final stages of a business's decline, and it's called the big rut. And we're talking about the big, sucky, nasty rut. And the reason why I described it that way is because once you're in the big rut, it's so hard to get the heck out of there. Incredibly hard to do that. But we're going to discuss, at least today, some of the suggestions or ideas that Les McCune discusses in his book, Predictable Success, about how to get out of the big rut if your organization happens to be in the big rut. And honestly, the chances of you getting out of the big rut are very, 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 very low. But here are some of the reasons why some organizations get out of the big rut. Number one, acquisition. An organization in the big rut is often attractive for acquisition because it normally has a monopoly in the market in some way. Another possible avenue out of the big rut is if you're about to collapse as an organization, sometimes that lights in the fire in the leaders and the managers to do something to right the ship. Sometimes, according to Les McCune, you have an organization that's really, really lucky enough to have someone with the authority and the zeal to really come out and cast an incredible vision for the organization to get them out. And then sometimes it just requires an authoritarian type to come into the organization, maybe a new CEO, a new president that really captivates and takes the organization over by storm, as it were, and really imposes a new vision and a new direction for the organization. But those are really some of the ways that an organization can come out of the big rut. But according to McCune, it's really hard to get out of the big rut when you're there. So try to stay out of the big rut. So to conclude our discussion of the big rut that's gone on for a couple weeks now, the big rut is the sixth stage in an organization's development. It's when your organization is in decline. It's after early struggle, fun, white water, and predictable success, and after treadmill. An organization falls into the big rut when it ceases to see the customer as the focus and its reason for being. Most organizations in the big rut view their own existence as the primary reason for being. In other words, they become self-perpetuating institutions. Organizations in the big rut are almost exclusively peopled with bureaucrats and administrators. Visionaries and hands-on operators leave in frustration. The difference between being in treadmill and being in the big rut is that in treadmill, there is frustration with the organization's loss of creativity and vision. In the big rut, creativity and vision are actively discouraged. Hey, people are happy and complacent. They don't want to change. When an organization falls into the big rut, it loses the ability to self-diagnose its condition. Only a massive external intervention can keep the organization from this final stage of death rattle. Organizations in the big rut are often cash rich and or have a monopolistic hold on their market, so their inexorable decline can take a very long time. Can I speak today? Working for an organization in the big rut is rewarding for bureaucratically minded individuals. Results focused individuals tend not to stay around. So those are the concluding thoughts and the summary of The Big Rut by Les McKeown, in his words, literally. If you think that this information is needed because you know someone who's in an organization that is truly in the Big Rut, and God knows, I think there are a lot of those in the DC area, please feel free to forward this podcast to a friend or even a foe in the Big Rut. And also, I would love it, just knock my socks off today if we could connect on Twitter. My handle is BizScalePro, Kimberly M. Bonner at BizScalePro on Twitter. And until next time, I hope that you have incredible success, and I really hope that you have predictable success. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.